Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
We were only chatting about the NTA yesterday, getting ready to allow you bring your cats and dogs and trains and buses across the country. And now today, the NTA has announced price increases on trains and buses. Fares going to jump by an average of about 15% from January next year. And we'll see the 90-minute fare go from €2 to €2.30. Peter O'Neill is the Secretary of the Galway Commuters Coalition. Peter, how will this impact people using transport services?
Good afternoon, Andrea, and thank you very much for having us on here representing Galway Commuter Coalition. Fundamentally, we've seen over the last 6 years since COVID, a 21% increase in people using public transport in this country. We are on the right track. As I said earlier, we've been working with the NTA on making transport better. You were mentioning cats and dogs, but simple things like that that are making public transport more attractive. And then we got left with this.
I'm just going to cut across you, Peter, there for a moment, because there's just a slight dip with your phone line. Just bear with me there if you can for a minute. It's 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. I think we've got Louise with us on the line as well. Louise, you're based in Athlone.
Yes, I am. Hello, good afternoon to you. Yes, I am. And I would use the, especially the train service, well, bus, local bus service, but train service frequently. And No, I don't see any changes over the years or up until Sunday, where the Bon Jovi concert was on in Dublin, and the train from Athlone to Dublin was absolutely packed.
Jammed.
Absolutely packed. No extra carriages. There's no foresight here. And I really don't see that, you know, there's a good reason for Irish Rail to increase their prices at the moment.
And definitely no extra carriages, because to be fair, when there's big events on, they typically do put on additional services.
Well, it was, you couldn't get any more wedge than what it was on Sunday.
Yeah, okay.
So going to Dublin.
But aside from that, Louise, as somebody who is a fairly frequent train user, rail user, as you say you are, the idea that the service is going to jump 15% from next January, can you understand why?
No, that's it. I don't. And I think, you know, in reference to the cost of living, you know, isn't transport services, public transport services, supposed to protect affordable access for passengers? That's my argument here.
Yeah. Now, the fare structures, they haven't changed in about 8 years. I don't think there's been any adjustment actually since 2018. And even after they bring in this additional change now, the 15% adjustment next January, the fares are still going to be about 8% lower than they were 8 years ago. So it's still, you're still paying less.
But the service hasn't changed. It hasn't improved. You know, you'd still get on the train. It's still wedged, you know, at busy times. Of course, you'd expect it to be busy, but when, you know, you're running out of seats, that's not an excuse. The trains are still very dirty. Okay, the toilets, I wouldn't use a toilet on a train.
That bad,
you know,
Louise,
and
they?
Yeah, and they brought back the tea and coffee service. However, I don't know what happened. I was dying for a cup of tea, and I went, oh my God, there's the lady. She zoomed past everybody. I was like, I'm like right here. I really would love a cup of tea right now.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but she zoomed.
So you don't. It sounds like you don't mind paying. You know, you don't mind paying the fare, Louise. But it's the standard or the quality of the service you think should be improved.
Yes. I mean, look, if they turn around and say, "Listen, we're going to bring the doggies and cats and everything on board, so we need extra money to clean the train." You know, to make sure the train is clean, we might kind of go, "All right, okay. Well, I mean, maybe, you know." Quid pro quo and all that.
Well, I can tell I'd have an issue with that. I mean, I only mentioned on the programme yesterday, as somebody who's afraid of dogs, that I don't relish the prospect of meeting two or three of them on a packed Dublin commuter bus. But I can't believe I'm now going to have to pay more for the luxury of sitting beside
one. Saying, you know, if they came out and said that and said, look, we'll allow that if, you know, but we'll have to increase the freight to keep the trains nice and clean because the dog hair or the cat hair.
Okay.
You might, you know, reach a compromise.
Well, this texter here,
at the moment, though.
Yeah, not at the moment. No, this texter here tells me, I think the increase in the public transport costs was inevitable given the jump in diesel and electricity costs in recent months. Plus, as a Dubliner, the Travel 90 ticket cost at €2.30 is actually very reasonable. It allows the passenger to travel from Dublin to parts of Wicklow and Kildare. I'm also familiar with County Kerry. And to travel by train from Killarney to Tralee, it's a 37-minute journey and it costs €7.55. 10%. So I believe people living in the Greater Dublin area actually do way better than those living in the regions when it comes to the cost of public transport fares. 087 1400 106 is the number. Peter O'Neill is back with us. So, Peter, are you like that texter? This is a fair, it's a reasonable jump of 15% come January.
Again, it's the opinion of ourselves here in the Galway Commuter Coalition that we're not just representing Galway City, we're representing the broader county too. And for the width and breadth of the county, we don't think it's reasonable at all, especially given the fact we're subsidising fuel by about 2.2 million euro a day, that we were promised these investments, we were promised better quality and quantity, and instead we're getting a price hike which is impacting all the working and commuting people that we represent here in Galway City and county. In terms of post-COVID Ireland, we've seen a 21% increase in people using public transport. The statistics read out there. And it's a massive good thing. And you're looking at these things, on 363.5 million people on average using our rail and bus services. And when the government sees that, instead of rewarding people for using these services, for doing the right thing, they're always promoting these, do your own private and
leave
choice
to
decrease, absolutely, to decrease their carbon emissions, to do the right thing, take the bus. And instead of rewarding that, instead they're being hit, they're being penalised on this side, and it may very well force people back into the car.
But to be fair, Éireann Éireann and Dublin Bus and Bus Éireann, they aren't exempt from the kind of increased costs that the rest of us are having to deal with. They too are having to absorb this.
But you would think that it'd be more efficient in terms of oil use, diesel use, petrol use, to put people back into large capacity buses and trains rather than back into the car. That's it. Again, even anecdotally from people who've been talking to students, I know there's now standardisation of use and student fares in that regard, but they're still going to get hit by it. And the people who have already had to commute to their bus station to get in, they're fighting very hard to use the public transport, the limited options that are available to them. This could act as another punitive measure against them and to lose what progress we've had. Even between 2025 and 2026, Transport for Ireland indicated there was a 6% rise. So we're seeing these rises with the current price model, and instead of either sticking with the status quo and investing, they are deciding now to raise costs, despite the fact that all these investments haven't been delivered yet.
Yeah, the NTA also point out too, I see this afternoon, that the free travel for all children up to their 9th birthday, and free travel as well for all people aged 66 years of age and over, that too will be maintained. This texter has got in touch to tell us, I just think this announcement today is a backward step. We should actually be working towards a free public transport network, not increasing the fare prices. Emma's joining us too, Peter. Emma, you're based in County Cavan. How will this this fare hike impact students?
I mean, I think it's about allowing public transport to be accessible to who relies on it most. And I'm travelling up from Cavan to Dublin, and plenty of times I've had to my bus stop is a 10-minute walk from my house, and the bus not show up or the capacity be completely full, and I'd have to walk back and then try drive up. So it's every euro counts for students who especially can't work full time because they're dedicated to their hours of study.
And I know some people will get in touch and they'll say, it's a 15% increase. There hasn't been a hike in the last 8 years. So, it was probably envisaged that this would and could happen. 30 cent, though, for those fares. It all adds up at the end of the week, Emma.
Yeah, completely. Because, I know a lot of students out there are starting their budgeting and writing everything down for their food, their rent, their college materials and other things. And it's I know it's 30 cents, but it's we are not working full time. So we're the ones who depend on and rely on it most. So it's almost public transport isn't a luxury, for most students.
And I suppose a lot of, your own colleagues, I was talking to students here on the show a couple of weeks ago who were telling me that they're not even going to make the effort this year, Emma, to look for college accommodation. There's no point. They can't get it. It's too expensive. They now totally rely on public transport to even get to college.
Yeah, completely. Completely. And it's even when you can't rely on public transport and you're forced to try find other means up. It's you get up to college and I'm in TUD and I don't have parking on my campus to actually do that,
It's just not even an option for you. There's an interesting text here from Alice who's got in touch to say, will you please don't allow listeners to blame Irish Rail for the dirty carriages? It's the people who leave the toilets. in a desperate state and leave their rubbish behind. It's the commuters' fault that those carriages aren't clean, according to Alice. Stephanie is with us on the line in Drogheda. Stephanie, so you're living in a commuter town, in a commuter area. How big of a difference will this 30 cent increase make to daily commuters?
Hi, Andrea. Yeah, I think it's going to make a big difference. I think there's been some valid points made. I mean, if there was an increase or an improvement of the service, like the cleaner trains, I think maybe people would be more willing to consider it. I've been on those trains early mornings and they are absolutely filthy. And I don't think you can blame the commuter because Irish Rail or Bus Éireann, they do have, I suppose, a duty to make sure that the trains are clean and comfortable for people to use. And at the end of the day, like, you know, a 54 or 56 euro ticket for a week is going to go up to about 65 euro per week. That's a big jump for most people, for the squeezed middle, as we always like to call it. And that's what, by 10 euro a week, that's 40 euro a month. And that begins to add up. And yes, they are experiencing, you know, an increase in their diesel cost or their fuel cost. But I think at the end of the day, it's going to have a reverse effect. I think people would sooner get back into their cars and be comfortable and get to work potentially quicker if the buses are late or, you know, if it's raining and they're delayed or it's the services are stopped. People will sooner get back into their cars and start driving back to work, which is going to have a reverse effect on what the government wants to achieve.
Do you rely on public transport, Stephanie, yourself? Do you use it frequently?
So it depends on where I'm going. So if I'm going into the city centre area, yes, I will take the train, most likely. But if I'm going anywhere, you know, around the M50, I'll just drive. It's obviously much quicker. And getting from Drogheda to, say, Dundrum, it means driving into the train station, parking, taking a train into the city and then the Lewis out to Dundrum. Whereas it's an hour and 15-minute, maybe 20-minute drive from where I am to Dundrum. So I used to work in the city and so I used to always take the train in and that was very handy. But then the services weren't great and now it's being increased. So you begin to weigh the pros and cons of, well, what's it going to cost of me being in my car and comfortable versus me having to make the extra trip or the extra half an hour journey to take the train into work. With the extra cost.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, Peter O'Neill from the Galway Commuters Coalition is still with us here, Stephanie, on the line as well. Like, it's remarkable the number of people, Peter, today, and I would kind of support that point myself. I don't mind actually paying the increase if I thought that the quality of the service was going to improve. Like, if there was going to be more frequent services, if the services were just even guaranteed to show up and be on time. A lot of commuters are actually, you know, don't mind paying that little bit of an increase for a better service.
But it becomes a matter of trust at that point in terms of the cart before the horse. We're seeing the increase and the promise of investment, and then we haven't seen the investment. We've already been promised greater plans here between Galway City in terms of the ring road, in terms of dual track out to Athlone. There's been elements like this hanging in the air for commuters for an awful long time, and they haven't manifested before, and now we're getting hit with this punitive charge, and we're being told, just hold on, it'll come eventually. And for people that are already on the brink, like so many students, like you've had previous caller on in that regard, it could make all the difference. And it isn't just like the commuting and the worker element. In Galway City alone, 40% of all shoppers in our town are now using the bus. Like, that was a fantastic change for a city plagued with traffic. And to look at that and go, actually, no, we're going to make it that bit harder for people to use the bus, and we're not going to improve the services yet, and just tell people to hold on and hold on. And people have already had enough in the cost of living crisis in that regard. So that's what we're really trying to highlight, that it's hitting people again. And I don't think people can hold on to wait for that better service.
Yeah,
I think we need to see more investment now.
Brian makes a similar point to you today. You know, he says parking charges have gone up, tolls are going up, fuel prices increasing, service and cars costs have gone up as well. Commuters are getting off lightly, says Brian. And finally, another texter asking this question today. How many of these people are actually purchasing a daily coffee in a coffee shop? That is actually going to cost them more than some of these fare increases. The email, if you want to share your stories with us, lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, Peter O'Neill, Louise, Emma, Stephanie, thanks a million to you all for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.